All right. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I had to call in a spiritual army. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So why would I quote those verses? Because those verses go out into the matrix, and the devil can't stand those verses, because the devil is always playing these little subtle games. These very subtle games. If you pay attention to, like, where it tries to hit you, and the devil has to hit you from some past experience, right? And so something that you've seen in the past or gone through in the past. And so the devil is always going to use that against you. If you've overcome it, you know that you already won, and you quote the Bible verses like the devil, he'll leave you alone. But when he comes back, he hits you with three things, you know, tries to hit three darts. And so I called in my resources. And getting some help here. You got to get some help sometimes. One can take down 1,000. Two can take down 10,000. If you got three demons attacking you, you need multiple Jesus said go out two by two, right? You got to have a two by two force with you. And the more I think about it, it makes total sense, because the Holy Spirit in one person is talking to the Holy Spirit in the other person. They're line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there, Lord. And you're overcoming. You're overcoming. And you're going to win with two or three people praying about the same thing. You're going to win. And so, let me put this on pause for a second. So, yeah, I'm in a battle, but I've been in worse. I've been in worse battles. And the secret is understanding what's real and what's fake. What is the fake reality bubble, and what is the real bubble? The born-again saints, they are the real bubble. They are the real bubble, the real reality. The unsaved have the Jezebel spirit, men or women. And that's the fake reality, because it's all about the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so, if you step in the wrong reality, you're under the authority of the wrong person. And God will not let you stay in that fake reality. He will remove you. And if you ask God to help, Lord, this is my prayer right now, Lord, remove me from any fake reality bubble, please, and put up a hedge of protection, and knock back any fake reality agents out of my eye gate, my ear gate, and all that. Please remove them. And I'm trusting Him. Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace, right? And so, some of the devil's agents have sold out to sin so much that they are like a, what's the word? Some of his ministers are ministers of righteousness, right? They're such ministers of righteousness, but they flip it. It's not real righteousness. It's the righteousness of mankind instead of the righteousness of Jesus, right?